Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break, presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour is always sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Ready Mixed Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com. We're joined on the phone by Husker Alliance, Sean Callahan. Sean, good morning. The media gets about 3 to 4 times to watch practice before the season begins. We had the first one of those on Monday. I'm curious, when you have your half hour, Sean, how do you spend it? That time, and what do you look for in your limited time to watch practice when you're there?
Yeah, I mean, it's really not watching practice. I mean, you're just kind of eyeballing the individuals, kind of just getting some position groupings, but you're not seeing any, you know, true seven
for the most part. Now, I will say, guys,
on Saturday will be a little bit different. Hopefully, we'll get to watch the whole practice. But in general, yeah, you know, those 20 minutes go pretty quickly, like they did this week. And, you know, you're just trying to get a good look at the team and just kind of what some of the guys look like coming out of the summer.
So just give me, I know we always put you on the spot. This is what we do on these bits. What made the biggest impression on you, Sean?
I mean, just the overall look of the lines. I thought both the O-line and the D-line, you know, look the part, especially the depth and the older bodies on the O-line. And then
yes,
the defensive line, just the potential there with some of these younger bodies and how impressive they look, and, you know, in terms of how they're carrying their weight and just some of those things. And, you know, the receiver group we know has potential, so that wasn't a real surprise to me, but that was an impressive group too.
Okay, Sean, we discussed this earlier, and again, we put you on the spot. You're a veteran. You've been covering this for a quarter century. You're 40-something years old. You can handle this stuff.
Where are you going? Are we all saying our age? Just let me know. Steve Sipple, age 59.
Sean,
proceed.
Sean's 44. Hmm. Right, Sean, 44?
44, yeah. I got 43. 21 more days or so till I'm 45.
Oh,
so
God. Okay. All right, now who on this team, on defense, on offense, who would you say has the most to prove as a player? I think there's Go ahead. Sorry.
I mean, Emmett Johnson for me is a big one.
Okay.
I mean, I think he needs to really prove he can carry a load and you know, be what this team needs him to be. Like, I know he can be like a 600 to 800 yard guy.
Okay.
But can he be a 1,000 yard guy? That hasn't happened since 2018, Nebraska, in terms of a 1,000 yard running back. I mean, that's one. I mean,
that's a good one.
On defense, you know, there's a lot of ways you can go with that, but they just need a couple of those linemen to really step up into bigger roles. And, you know, Cam Lenhart's of the world, the Keona Davises, the Riley Van Poppels, Elijah Judy's. And I would like to say Williams Wanneri, but I still think we need to know more if he's capable and ready to take on, you know, a bigger role.
Defensively, what if I sold to you Deshaun McCullough, who has had a good career? Good. He's been okay. But he needs to prove that he's great, right?
No, you're right. I mean, they're paying him, I'm guessing, to be of that level. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. You know, he's a guy that came in as a high-ticket acquisition, and they're going to utilize him in kind of a hybrid jack role. And he's played safety. He's played linebacker. He can play edge. So he's very versatile. And, you know, I think with John Butler, he'll be a big piece in this discussion if this defense has a lot of success.
Sean, there's a poster on the board who pointed out that Dana Holgorsen, as an offensive coordinator, has every one of his offenses been a top 25 offense. Nebraska was 85th last year. Can he come in and get Nebraska into the top 25?
Well, Dana Holgorsen, though, has never coached in the Big Ten. I think that's the thing you have to add to that discussion because of the style of this league. I think the way some of these teams play in terms of play count, pace, tempo, sometimes you're going to be 15 or 20 plays less than, say, what Dana was doing at West Virginia and Houston. So I do think you have to look at the leagues because the Big 12 that Dana was in is a lot different than how Big 10 plays.
Yeah, that's true.
And you know, remember that one year, the Big 10 West, I don't know if there was a 400-yard offense in the Big 10 West, the last year of the West. And we joked that the metric that Brian Ferentz got fired on, every offensive coordinator pretty much gotten fired on in the Big 10 West.
Seriously,
so
yeah.
I do think the leagues make a difference for coordinators on both sides of the ball.
I'm curious, Sean, we hear the names of, you know, Carter Nelson, Mac Markway, of course, at tight end, Luke Lindenmeyer. Who do you believe for game one Nebraska will have as starting tight end this year?
I mean, it wouldn't shock me if it's Lindenmeyer in terms of just some of the things that he does as a blocker. You would like it to be Harburg, though. Harburg, Lindenmeyer and are probably the guys right now that would go out there. I think it's just a matter of the play and what they're going to do. But I think in terms of being kind of that H-back or blocking type player, that's Lindenmeyer. And, you know, I do think Harburg, though, hopefully can have a big camp. And they need Carter Nelson to put together a good month here to prove that he can give them something at that tight end position.
What is a reasonable expectation for Carter Nelson? A true freshman last year, coming off hip surgery, he's back. I mean, he's full go. What's a reasonable expectation?
I mean, God, if you could get him like 15 to 20 catches, I think that would be solid. I until we see him live and kind of what it feels like, it's hard to really put a number. But, you know, how many snaps can he take in a game? You know, how many snaps are going to play different tight end groupings? You know, that's the other X factor we don't know with Dana in terms of how he wants to play those tight ends and how he wants to use those. And we'll hear from Dana this week, and that'll be a good thing to talk to him about, is just maybe the usage of the tight end.
Sean, Bill Bush, 93.7, The Ticket. Steve Sippel has painted you as the media horticulturist on the grass. Can you walk us through what the grass was like and what we can expect after the first frost?
Serious question, Sean. Yes.
We had Bermuda grass, and you know, obviously it kind of thrives in the heat. I mean, it's grass that you would see down in like Texas and Georgia. I mean, it's not, you know, not a blend you're going to see up here. But right now in the fall and the summer, it's going to look outstanding. But yeah, that the real test will be when they get that first frost. That grass does tend to go dormant at that point. And there aren't heating elements in this field. I know there was some discussion about that, but there aren't.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King. Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
So
there are,
you know, there could be a period where they could replace some of this grass, and it does grow quick. I mean, they could put it down quick, but you know how the month of November is. It's hard to, you know, put your finger on what the month of November is like in terms of weather. You could have an 80-degree day in November. You could have a 25-degree day in November. So, like, I do think that will be one of the things to watch this year, and how this grass kind of survives the season in terms of, you know, how it's meant to grow and the climate it's meant to grow in.
Sean, how often did you check this grass as it was going in?
Daily?
All summer, my daughter goes to swim practice every day at Devaney. I take her, and I'll either go to the office or I'll go on a walk through campus.
Right.
And so naturally you walk that little footbridge by the dorm buildings and you walk right by it. So I walk by it almost every time. And I probably went on about 40 walks there this summer.
I was getting daily updates on the grass.
Well,
from afar.
I was amazed how fast the grass.
I'm not joking. It's fine.
Took like when they put it down. I mean, it, and they somebody told me, Dr. Elza told me the roots were already an inch and a half deep
now
already, and they'll get deeper. So it's a good blend. I mean, I believe Arrowhead Stadium has a similar track on their field too. So as they get ready for their opener, I mean, that's a nice thing that you're playing on a similar surface as well.
I got to admit, I was impressed as hell. I mean, I just put one foot on it and it's soft. It's like a spongy. It's very spongy. I can see why the players would like it. I mean, you'd almost want to get tackled on it. It feels good. but anyway, okay, kicker battle. Let's keep going here, Sean. We got you. We got you for, you know,
make a full hour.
Indefinite time. Kicker battle.
Phone lines are open.
Phone lines are open.
Kicker battle, Sean. How do you size it up? It's a big battle. It's critical, obviously, in this close game discussion. What is it? How do you size it up? Place kicker battle for field goal kicker.
Yeah, it feels like Cunanan and Alvano, or I'm sorry, Cunanan and Fuller.
Hole.
Probably the two front runners, John Hole and Kyle Cunanan, are probably the two front runners right now. And I still think it's a big question how that's going to come out. Alvano, you know, just it's hard to say where he's at coming off what he went through last year, and he just hasn't been the same guy in a while. And you know, can he get himself up to the discussion in camp? It seems like a long shot right now. I'd say it's those other two guys. Cunanan's the guy Eckler brought in, so naturally, you know, that's his guy. And Hole came on late and did some good things last year, so I think it's going to be a good battle. I mean, I think that along with like right tackle are probably two of the better ones, honestly, on this team right now.
How do you explain Cunanan? Why did they get Cunanan? What is it about Cunanan that they liked, Sean? You know this.
Well, he was somebody that Eckler had been watching and has known about, but he's a hard ball striker. And I've talked to some other kickers and people around the program and former kickers, and the kickers they've previously had, when they got a hold of the ball, they could kick it far. We saw it with Hole. We've seen it with Alvano. They've made record-breaking kicks,
mm-hmm.
but the consistency of how they strike the ball hasn't always been there. So it leads to a lot of misses or flutters and just balls that don't have the same oomph on it, where I think Cunanan is a very consistent ball striker, which in this type of win condition is very important. Because if you're a good striker, you can get it and cut it through the wind. Where if you're not, you know, the wind can definitely do some tricks on your kicks, as we've seen other teams when they come into Memorial Stadium really have some troubles with.
Sean, you mentioned that you think Emmett Johnson is the most improved. Sip said earlier he thinks Elijah Pritchett has the most left tackle. I mean, what do you expect from it? Is he for sure going to start left tackle? Because there's a conversation that he might not even start left tackle, Sean.
That would be really surprising. I mean, look, it's one of those things where the media was in there, and the groupings they had, he wasn't out there, number one. But literally, we got to see like a 20-minute snapshot of it. So as I tell Sipple, we joke, like, when in doubt, follow the money. If you're paying guys $1 million, you're paying them to play, and you know he's going to have to prove it and get up there. But I'd be almost shocked. He's a 12 game starter for Alabama. 12 game starter. How many guys on Nebraska's line last year would have started 12 games for Alabama? So I do think the potential, the talent's there. He's listed as a potential first round draft pick on some different draft boards. So again, I think some people maybe read a little too much into some of like what you see in those 10 or 20 minutes we get, because it would be really surprising. But he's got to prove it. Yeah, there's no doubt that he can be a Big Ten left tackle.
We also discussed Winery. What would your expectations be for Williams Winery? I know it's hard to get a grasp on right now, but what would be a reasonable expectation for Williams Winery this year?
I mean, if you could get him on the field by 25 snaps a game, I think that would be, as a redshirt freshman, I think that's a good number, and find a good role for him. You hope opening his Nebraska time at Arrowhead Stadium is going to give him a lot of motivation. I mean, going back to Kansas City, playing in Arrowhead, I'm optimistic that he's going to turn it on. And then when he's on that big stage, he'll turn it on to be the player that we know he can be. But, yeah, I think it's been an adjustment. There's no question. I think he's gotten his body in a good spot here as we're in camp too.
That's right, exactly. So now what's the rest of this week? What are we looking at, Sean?
Well, I think we're in there Thursday, and then obviously the open practice Saturday. So we'll hear from Holgorsen later this week and some players, and then Coach Rule on Saturday. So definitely be, I'm sure, by Saturday, a lot of things to ask Coach Rule. Now, we talked to him before the open practice, so we won't really get to ask him about what we saw in the practice.
We need to ramp things up, Sean.
Hey, I'm ready.
All right. Sean, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We'll chat with you again next week.
Thanks, guys.
Husker Alliance, Sean Callahan. I like the idea of the daily grass update he was giving you, apparently.
It was amazing. He was taking photos. Between him and Missing Tooth Greg, I was well apprised of what was going on in the practice.
And this needs to stay current also. We can't just all of a sudden just drop off the grass report.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is something we have to stick with.
Okay.
At least every 2 days.
Okay.
Something on the grass.
I mean, he went in depth of how deep the roots are in the grass.
Yeah, inch and a half.
Greg would go over there amidst the workers and take pictures. And Sean,
I'm sure they appreciated that.
Yeah, it was this guy.
I'm sure they appreciated Greg being in the middle of that. Why is there some guy over here?
Does he work here? Who is that guy?
And Sean would take daily photos of it. It does look really good, and it is spongy. I will say that. It does look good.
Bill called him what, the horticulturist? Is that what he said?
The media horticulturist. Steve has painted a picture.
So if there's any media out there
that's listening, please, when you see Sean at any of these events at practice, please
ask for a grass update.
Ask him about the...
Sean knows a lot
title,
about
it. Yeah. His title of a media horticulturist.
Sean's very interested in the grass.
Yes.
I kind of look at it like, Sean, it's just grass. It's a practice field. Yeah.
That'd be kind of it for me, too.
Just move on with your
team. That's good. That's where we're going to end. I don't know if we can do a whole hour segment on it.
A segment on the grass today.
Once a week. I don't know if we can do that.
It's the roots
spongy.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's a practice field. Anyway.
Yeah. Thanks to Sean.
Yeah. Sean knows a lot. A lot. A lot.
When we come back, tomorrow's a very special day for sports fans. We'll tell you why next on Early Break in the Ticket.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store at Lowe's.com for details.